Okay, Boker Tov. Good morning, everybody. We're on Tet Amud Aleph here, Amud Yomi, Kehilat Shiftei Yisrael. We were discussing yesterday that one can still recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, up until, you know, the time even time before Hanes Hachama. Okay, this is the so now we're gonna qualify this statement, and we're gonna look into it a little bit further. So we're on the second line of Tet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So this is Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina, the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halachak Rabbi Shimon she'emar mishum Rabbi Akiva. The halachah is like Rabbi Shimon, who says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, meaning you could say Shema all the way even after Alot Hashachar. Okay, Amar Rabbi Zera says, wait a second, take a step back here. Uvilvan shelo yomar hashkivenu. When you do this, you can't say the paragraph hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is the bracha that you recite before the Amida at Arvit. Hashkivenu is saying, Hashem, you know, let us go to sleep in peace and calm. And you can't be saying that because it's no longer zman hashkivenu. It's already basically morning. So that would be a problem. Ki ata Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar. When Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Amar, had Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shoban Levi. This previous statement of Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shoban Levi, lav beferushit mar. He never said it explicitly. It was an inference from something else that he said. What else did he say? Ela michlala itmar. It's an inference. Dehahu zuga derabanan. Two rabbinic students, the ishtakur behilula debered Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Atulukami Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and they said, Amar. And he said, Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon nismoch alav bishatatchak. He said to them, listen, shatatchak, you can follow Rabbi Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that you can still say Shema even after Amud HaShachar, even after Alot HaShachar. And now, he didn't say explicitly that you can do this. He just said you can rely on it and be Shatat Chak. Although the suggestion is that when it's not Shatat Chak, when it's not, you're not forced to do this, one shouldn't. It's an interesting question whether this was this a forced situation. They could have decided not to get drunk. Okay, this was a choice that they made, and these are the consequences of that choice. So it's interesting, the phrase that's used here. In any case, let's move on to the next piece. The next piece is still part of the first Mishnah. If you recall in the first Mishnah, just a quick summary, there are three opinions about the latest time that you can daven Arvita, say Arvita at night. What are the three opinions? Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Sof Hashma Rishona. The Chachamim who say until Chatzot, midnight, and Rabban Gamliel who says all the way until Alot HaShachar. Now, for Rabban Gamliel, we have a story where his children come to him, and they, and what's the story? They come back from a wedding, they say, can we still say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit? And he says, yes, of course, you could still say it until Amud HaShachar. So there's an interesting question here. Wait a second. Don't the children of Rabban Gamliel know what Rabban Gamliel's opinion is about this? It's the first Mishnah and Masachet Brachot. How can they not know this? So Ma'aseh Shabbat Banav Chulei. The Gemara asks about Hastelo Shemielu who had Rabban Gamliel. Until now, they never heard the teaching of their own father, Rabban Gamliel. Hachi Ka'amri. This is what he says. This is what they're really saying to them. Hachi Ka'amrule. Rabbanan pligi ilucha. The rabbis, they're arguing with you. It's a more sophisticated question. V'yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Wait a second, we have an individual opinion, your opinion, against the majority of rabbis. Who do we follow? Do we follow the Chachamim or do we follow you? O Dilma, or maybe Rabbanan kavatech svir lehu. Really, the rabbis agree with you, Rabban Gamliel. Really, they agree with you, Abba. V'hai dekamri ar chatzot. And when they say that you can only say Shema until chatzot, that's not the real opinion, that it's only until Chatzot. They're saying, listen, ideally you could really say it until the morning, like Rabban Gamliel, but we don't want you to get stuck and forget, and then you'll miss the mitzvah. So that's the question. They're asking a more nuanced question to their father, but of course they heard what their father's opinion was about this issue. Okay, next piece. Rabban Gamliel. Now, it's important just to understand the language in the Mishnah in order to understand the next few lines. In the Mishnah itself, let's just go back to the first page. It's always good to do Chazara. Bet Amud Aleph. Okay, in the first Mishnah of Masechet Brachot, which we're still studying here, we have this machloket about Chatzot versus Amud HaShachar. And then we have the story, Ma'aseh, Ra'u Banav, mi Beit HaMishneh. But then Rabban Gamliel continues talking. If you look at the, I don't know, 7th, 8th line, okay, the Lo Zo Bilvad Amru. Not only this to the Chachamim, Rabban Gamliel still speaking, and not only this to the Chachamim say that you should only perform this mitzvah until Chatzot, Ela Koma Shamru Chachamim Ad Chatzot Mitzvatan Ad She'alam Od HaShachar. But for all the mitzvot where the rabbis just say until Chatzot, really they believe it's until Amud HaShachar. Okay? Now this is Rabban Gamliel speaking, and he's telling you what the rabbis really think. Now, the Gemara is going to pick up on this, and said, wait a second, Rabban Gamliel, Mika'amar Ad Chatzot, Dekatani Velo Zu Bilvad, is Rabban Gamliel, it sounds like he's including himself in this group, and not only this, but all other things that we say until Chatzot, it's really until Amud HaShachar. Well, what's Rabban Gamliel's real opinion? He said until Amud HaShachar. Now he's saying he's sort of putting himself in the category of the Chachamim, who only say until Chatzot. So the Gemara clarifies, Hachika Amar Lehu Rabban Gamliel Livanah. This is what he really says to his children. Afilu l'Rabbanan deka Amri ad Chatzot, mitzvata ad Sheya l'Amud HaShachar. Even according to the rabbis who tell you that you can only perform these mitzvot until Chatzot, talking about different korbanot that are given at night. No, really they say until Amud HaShachar, just like me. And the reason they said until Chatzot, in order to prevent people from sinning, because if you don't do something right away by Chatzot, you'll forget to do it by Amud HaShachar. Okay? So the other list here, and the list is important, Hekter Chalavim, okay, Ve'eve Ibarim, mitzvatan ad shemur shachar, v'kol anachlin layom echad mitzvatan ad she'ale amud hashachar. Any korbanot, which we're going to talk about now, that you could only eat, many korbanot, a regular korban, okay, a korban todah, for example, you could eat it during the day, you bring it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you eat it the rest of the day, you could eat it through the night until amud hashachar. But the chachamim say, no, you should only eat it until chatzot. You're going to wake up, you're going to wake up late in the morning, and it's going to be, you're going to pass the time, and you're going to get into trouble. So this is a list of different korbanot that need to be finished by Chatzot or Amud HaShachar. Now we're going to get into a discussion about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach. What's the latest time you could eat Korban Pesach? Okay? Now, this does come up a little bit on Lel HaSeder, because we talk about how late you could eat the Afikoman, how late you have to finish. We try to finish by Chatzot. We're going to see a machloket about when the latest time is that you could eat the Korban Pesach. The machloket is going to be Chatzot or Amud HaShachar. And this machloket is going to be based on a historical debate about when the Jews, it's not quite historical, everyone agrees the Jews, the redemption started at night, Leil HaSeder, Makat Bechorot, and they leave in the morning. But the question is, what are we emphasizing? The beginning of the redemption process, the actual leaving Mitzrayim, and that's going to influence this debate. Nachod. Now, and there are going to be a number of psukim, which we're going to look at, which point in different directions, okay? So hold on, because we're going to see different interpretations of the same psukim. Nachod, Parshat HaShavua. I want to quote my 9th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Kovitz. He should live at Me'av Esrim. He always used to say, you always find the Parshat HaShavua on the daf that you're learning. So if you're doing daf Yomi, you're for sure going to see that you have seven times greater. So anyway, now, the Gemara makes an interesting diuk. Hekter Chalavim, okay, and Kolon, Ve'ilu Achilat Psachim Lo Katani. One thing that's not mentioned in the Mishnah is eating the Korban Pesach. Not mentioned. It's not mentioned that you have to eat it only until Chatzot or Amud HaShachar. Urimin, who we have now. The suggestion is that it seems like you could only eat it until Chatzot. But Urimin, who, wait a second. We have a question. Kriyat Shema Arvit v'Halel b'Leilei Pesachim v'Achilat Pesach mitzvatan ad she'aleh Amud HaShachar. We have a very clear rabbinic teaching that tells you that Halel on Leil HaPesach and Kriyat Shema and Achilat Korban Pesach. You could do all these things until Amud HaShachar. So we just said the Chachamim say it's really only until Chatzot. Now we're seeing Amud HaShachar. So Am Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lo Kasha. This is not a contradiction. Why? Because the author of our Mishnah and the author of this teaching are two different rabbis. These two different rabbis are Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya. Now we're going to see a teaching of these two rabbis that will tell us what they each say. Titania, we learn in a braita that this is a pasuk. Ve'achlu et ha-pesach ba'layla hazeh. You shall eat the korban pesach on this night. This night is the night bridging Yud Dalet and Tet Vav. Okay? Now, notice the pasuk seems to suggest at night. Okay, eat it at night. But what is night? Is night the beginning of the night? Is night until the end of the night? That's exactly what we're debating here. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Ne'emar Kan, but just remind me, I need to go back on an earlier point at the end of this year. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Ne'emar Kan Balayla Hazeh. If Ne'emar Lehalan Ve'avarti Ve'avarti Be'eret Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. Two psukim. On one hand, it says, Balayla Hazeh, you have to eat this. Eat the Korban Pesach. It also says, Balayla Hazeh, I am going to go through, Hashem is speaking, I'm going to go and hit and smite the Egyptians. Now, when did Hashem smite the Egyptians? At exactly, at what time do we even discuss this? Kachatzot, chatzot, at chatzot. Mashma from here, that you could only eat from this connection in the psukim of Layla Hazeh and Layla Hazeh, the key phrase, Hazeh, teaches us you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzot. Ma lehalan ad Chatzot, just like Makat Bechorot was only until or at Chatzot, afkan ad Chatzot, so too eating the Korban Pesach is also only until Chatzot. This is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria. Amar le Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds, V'halo kvar ne'emar b'chipazon. But it says that you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach b'chipazon. What's chipazon? Ad, this means, according to him, ad sha'at chipazon. Until the time of chipazon means the hurrying, the rushing. When was the sha'at chipazon? When were the Jews rushing out of Mitzrayim? This was until the early time of the day, Amud HaShachar. They left Amud HaShachar, okay? So im kein. So according to him then, you could eat Korban Pesach until Amud HaShachar. So then how does he explain...
So isn't the classical understanding of chipazon that?
Correct. Bichibazon is how you eat.
Yes.
You eat it bichibazon with a feeling of a rush. Matzechem, chagurechem, nalechem, but you know, all these things, you're getting ready to go. You're ready to go. Okay, im kein. So then, wait a second, Rabbi Akiva needs to explain, what do we learn from halayla hazeh? What's that coming to teach us? Im kein, ma tamu lomar balayla. Sorry, what's ma tamu lomar balayla? What do we learn from balayla? We had the following thought, a thought in rabbinic, in Talmudic teachings called the Hava Amina. We thought, Yacho Yehi Ne'achal Kekodeshim Bayom. Maybe you could eat the Korban Pesach just like other Kodeshim. Kodeshim, other Korbanot. What do we mean by this? And the example I gave before was, let's say you bring a Korban at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can start eating it at 3:01 all the way until Amud HaShachar. So you think, wait a second, I'm bringing my Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe I could eat it in the early afternoon, right? Until Amud HaShachar. Talmud Omar, therefore this comes to teach us, Balayla, it's got to be at night. The starting time, not the end time, the starting time is at night. Hu ne'achal v'lo biyom. Just to summarize, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you start at night and you go all the way until Chatzot. Rabbi Akiva says you start at night and you go all the way until Amud HaShachar. Now we're going to go back and forth. We call this Talmudic ping pong about how do they each interpret each other's psukim. Bishlam al Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah makes a lot of sense. You know why he makes sense? Bishlam always means it's shalem. It makes sense. It's complete, his opinion. The eighth leg, Zera Shava, because he has a Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava is a linkage between two words in the psukim. And therefore it has to say limichtav lehazeh. This is why it says hazeh, balayla hazeh, at two different points in time. Just like Makat B'chorot is at night until Chatzot, so too Korban Pesach is balayla hazeh at night until Chatzot. Ela leRabbi Akiva, hai hazeh my avilei. What does Rabbi Akiva do with this extra word hazeh, layla hazeh, this night? So what's the answer? Limute laila acher hudaata. It's come to exclude another night. Because you know what you might have thought? Salka daitach amina. I might have thought. There was what's called the havamina. I might have thought. Huil upesach kodashim kalim. You know, Pesach is kodashim kalim. There are different levels of korbanot. Okay, kodashim kalim is like a shlamim, for example. Shlamim, you have more time to eat the korban. You also don't do it in the tzafon. You don't necessarily do it in a particular location in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Azara, you have more space to sacrifice the korban. So Pesach is kodashim kalim. Ushlamim kodashim kalim. And it's just like the shlamim, which is kodashim kalim. Mashlamim echalim lishnei yamim v'layla achad. Now, what's the time period that you could eat a shlamim? A shlamim you could eat for 2 days and one night. So what does that mean? Let's say I bring my shlamim at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I could eat my korban shlamim until night. I could eat it through the night, and then I could eat it through to the next day. So a shlamim, you have 2 days and a night to eat your shlamim. So we say, wait a second. If a korban Pesach is similar to a shlamim, so then maybe we should do a similar configuration, but slightly different. So af Pesach ne'achal lishtei leilot b'makom bet yamim v'ne'achal bet leilot v'yom echad. So therefore, the korban Pesach, which is similar to a shlamim, should be eaten for 2 nights instead of 2 days, and then it should be eaten lebet leilot v'yom echad. So what does it mean? So we're going to say as follows: maybe you could eat your korban Pesach, you could eat it at night, continue. We'll sort of skip the next day. You wouldn't eat it during the day. But then continue, jump to the next night and eat it on the next night as well. What? Okay?
That's why we have two Seder nights.
This is a riot for having two Seder nights. Yafem od, yafem od. The only. Yes, that. Beautiful, beautiful, Tzvika.
Wait a minute, that's why we paid all
you have. Yes. So what are we saying here? We're saying here that Laila Hazeh, you might have thought that you could actually have 2 nights to eat the Korban Pesach. No. The answer is Hazeh, it's this night. It's only the first night that you could eat Korban Pesach. Kamash Malan, this comes to teach us otherwise. Ba Laila Hazeh u'ne'achal, ve'inu ne'achal, ve'layla acher. So this explains for Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't have a gzera shava of Hazeh, but he tells you it comes to teach us something else. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, the question, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, how do we know that you don't have 2 nights to eat the Korban Pesach? Milo totiru ad boker naska. There's this pasuk, don't leave it over until the morning. Mashma, that you shouldn't leave it until another 24-hour period or another till the next night. So Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with this pasuk? Milo totiru menu ad boker. Ime hatam, if we learned it only from Totiru ad Boker. Hada Amina, my Boker. What does Boker mean? Boker Sheni. It's the second morning after the second night.
Lock you.
Okay? Yeah, like, you know, so we cut it now. So therefore, we have from our teaching, Hazeh, it's this morning. Rabbi Eliezer, how would he explain this Boker meaning the second day? Amar lecha kol Boker, Boker Rishon Hu. Whenever you have Boker, it's the first Boker, not the second Boker. Okay, we'll stop here, pause for 1 second, and I just want to point out what Tosfot says. Tosfot says, wait a second. How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that you could only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzot? It says explicitly that if you don't eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzot, what do you need to do? V'hanotar, that which remains, ba'esh tisrofu, you have to burn it in the morning. Mashma, that you eat all the way until the morning, and then you burn it in the morning. Like, what do you mean, Chatzot? It's explicitly said in the Psukim that you burn it in the morning. So Tosfot has to explain. No, v'yesh lomar d'matzni memadachi gamar lo tasu davar. The last Tosfot on the left side, lo tasu davar sheyavoli de notar ad haboker. Shimo yeinoch ne'achal ad chatzot lo tuchal le'ochlo v'lo sofer b'leil. Don't do anything at night that will lead you to have to burn it in the morning. Meaning, eat it until chatzot so that you don't need to burn it in the morning. Exactly. So this is how you're going to have to explain this within the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, we continue in the Gemara. And we're going to point out, we always like to connect different machlokot and say, this machloket and that machloket, they're really the same machloket. What does this do? It minimizes the amount of machlokot we have in the Gemara. Okay, we're reducing the amount of machlokot. So we're pointing out, hey, there's actually a connection between this machloket and a parallel machloket. The hani tana'e, kehani tana'e. These two tana'im parallel another machloket between two other tana'im. The tanya, as we learn in a bright... Sham tizbach et haPesach ba'arav kivo haShemesh moed teitachah miMitzrayim. Okay, what does it say in the Braita? There you shall sacrifice the Pesach ba'arav kivo haShemesh, when the sun is going down, when the sun is coming, a sunset moed teitachah miMitzrayim. We're going to break down each of these parts of the psukim. Rabbi Eliezer. This is not Reb Elazar ben Azariah. This is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Omer. Ba'erev atazoveach. Ba'erev doesn't mean night, by the way. Ba'erev is late afternoon. Ben ha'arbaim. Late afternoon atazoveach. You sacrifice. You burn the korban pesach. Okay, you put it on a spit. Okay. Kivo ha'shemesh ataochel. When the sun is coming down, you eat it. Okay, meaning at night. Umo'ed te'techami mitzrayim matasareif. And you burn it all the way until the time when the Jewish people actually left Mitzrayim, which is in the morning, Amud HaShachar. Rabbi Yoshua says, Ba'erev atazoveach, at night, meaning in the late afternoon, excuse me, you sacrifice, Kivo HaShemesh ataochel, and then you eat at Kivo HaShemesh, Ve'ad matay ataochel, notice the extra words, Ve'ad matay ataochel, until what time do you eat it? Ve'holech ad moed seitecha, mimitzrayim. Now, it doesn't seem to be a big machloket here. You're like having, pulling a hair out here to explain this machloket, but if you read this carefully, Ve'ad matay ataochel, it's clear that Rabbi Elazar is telling you, Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me, says that you would eat until chatzot. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua, and Rashi explains this, is ad matay atochel, is how long can you go to eat? Ah, that's amud hashachar. So this machloket parallels the previous machloket. Rabbi Eliezer is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yoshua is like Rabbi Akiva. Yes, that. Now Rabbi Abba is going to explain this machloket, like the deeper analysis here. Amar Rabbi Abba, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Kishen Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Nigalu Ela Ba'erev. Everyone agrees the Jewish people were redeemed at night. But the redemption may have been a spiritual state, a change in their status, and not quite a change in geographic location. Shene'emar, as it says, Hotziacha Hashem Lokecha Mitzrayim Laila. Okay, that Hashem took you out of Egypt at night. But when they actually left, lo yatsu ela bayom, they didn't actually leave until the morning. Shene'emar, as it says, mi machorat ha-pesach yatsu b'nei Yisrael b'yad rama. As it says, the next morning that they left in the morning. So everybody agrees they started to be redeemed at night and they left in the morning. Alma nechleku. So what is the nekudat ha-machloket between these tanaim? Al sha'at chipazon. It's about the timing of the chipazon, the timing of this rush, this sense of rush. Okay, Reb Elazar ben Azariah savar my chipazon. What is the chipazon? Chipazon de Mitzrayim. The chipazon of Mitzrayim, the rush state, the chaos of Mitzrayim. Why was there chaos of Mitzrayim at night at Chatzot? What was happening during Chatzot? No, Makat Bechorot. It's the chipazon of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akiva says, my chipazon, chipazon de Yisrael. It's our chipazon. When we were rushing out, the chaos of leaving Mitzrayim. Obviously, these mean two different things in each context, but is the chipazon describing the experience of the Mitzrayim or the experience of Bnei Yisrael, which was Amud HaShachar, later on in the day? Yafeh. Another brayta which also hits upon the same point, Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learn, Hotziacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took you out of Egypt at night. V'chiba Laila Yatzu. Did they leave at night? What are you talking about? V'alo Lo Yatzu L'Bayom. They left during the day. Shene'emar Mimi Machoret Pesach Yatzu Bnei Yisrael B'yad Rama. And the next day, in the morning, Mimi Machoret in the morning, they left Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Ela Milameid. What do we learn from this? The gula, the redemption, starts at night, and it continues into the morning when they actually leave. Okay, so machloka tanaim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Small piece here of Agadat at the end, with this we'll conclude. Daber na be'ozneyam, speak to the people. As the Jewish people were leaving, they were told, by the way, ask for, the treasures of some, you need some reparations. Okay, there's a big discussion in America today about reparations for slavery. Okay, it's interesting to think about in this context. Hashem says to Moshe, please ask of the Jewish people, to ask of the Egyptians, ask them klei kesev klei zahav for gold and silver, whatever. Shelo yomar, why is Hashem invested in this, no pun intended, invested in the Jewish people getting money back, repatriated, for their service? Shelo yomar is a tzaddik, so that tzaddik, who's that tzaddik? Abraham Avinu. What I promised Abraham, Avadum v'inu otam. Okay, they're gonna, you know, serve as slaves, but then the acharei ken yitzu berchush gadol. I don't want Abraham coming back and saying, "Hey Hashem, you promised v'inu otam kiyam behem. You fulfilled that they would be subjugated. Acharei ken yitzu berchush gadol lo kiyam behem. But you never gave them the riches that they deserved." So what's the answer? Amrulo, they say back, well, Levaisha, they say batzmenu, listen, we just want to get out. Mashal le'adam, we have a parable here for a person, she'achavush b'veit asurim, a person is in prison, v'ayu omrim lo, b'nei adam motzino tzcha l'machar mi'beit asurim, v'nonil ha'ma monarbe, guess what, someone's going to take you out of prison tomorrow and give you lots of money. What does he respond? V'omer lehem b'vakasha mikem, they say, please, hotzi'uni hayom, just get me out today, I don't need the riches, just get me out today. The Eini Mivakesh Klum, I don't need anything else, I just want to get out of this place. So that's why the Jewish people are resisting and saying, we're not going to ask the Egyptians for money, we just want to leave. Okay, all of this is Parshat HaShavua. Just one final point of this, we'll conclude. The Machloket about, you know, Chatzot versus Amud HaShachar in terms of Kriyat Shema, Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. So the Rashi points out that really it's a debate about the meaning of Bishoch Becha, when you go to sleep. Is Bishoch Becha the entire time that you're sleeping, which includes all the way until Amud HaShachar, or is Bishoch Becha the time that you get ready, that people get into bed to go to sleep? People get into bed to go to sleep from 9 p.m. until, from 8 p.m. until 12 a.m. at night. They're not getting into bed at 3, 4, 5 in the morning. That's when they're sleeping. And that's the machloket about how to read the psukim. So have a good day, everybody. Kol tov.